With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents continue to do their work in Minneapolis despite ongoing demonstrations.
Our ICE agents are following the law and running their operations according to training. Last night what we saw was three individuals weaponize shovels and brooms and attack an ICE officer that had to defend himself.
And that is why President Trump had threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act and deploy troops to quell persistent demonstrations against ICE officers trying to round up those in the country illegally, some of them who've committed violent crimes. Tens of thousands of Cubans are demonstrating in the streets of Havana.
The crowd gathered near the U.S. Embassy to protest the killing of 32 Cuban officers in Venezuela. Demonstrators demanded the release of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, who was arrested by the U.S. earlier this month. The protest follows President Trump's recent demands for Cuba to negotiate with him amid tightened sanctions and economic struggles.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump when they met yesterday at the White House.
I presented the President of the United States the medal of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Verizon is apologizing for the massive outage that impacted more than 1.5 million customers.
The nationwide Wednesday outage knocked phones offline and interfered with some 911 calls. Federal and local officials are pointing to a suspected server failure in New Jersey as the company definitively ruled out a cyber attack. The highest reported problem spots were in New York City, Atlanta, Charlotte, North Carolina, Houston, and Brooklyn, New York. Verizon will offer customers impacted by the 7-hour outage a $20 credit.
That is Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. A senator asked a simple question. Can a man become pregnant?
That's the question Republican Josh Hawley put to Dr. Nisha Verma, a woman's health expert called to testify about abortion and other topics on the Hill this week. Dr. Verma declined to answer, saying she thought the question was divisive. This comes just days after the Supreme Court heard arguments over state laws banning males from playing sports against girls, and lawyers for the plaintiffs refused to say if male and female can be defined. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Department of Homeland Security is making it easier for visa-holding religious workers to serve U.S. congregations with less disruption. DHS announced a change this week to reduce visa wait times abroad for foreign nationals serving as pastors, priests, imams, and rabbis. Those workers face long backlogs for permanent residency but can enter on temporary R1 visas. This is SRN News. Here's Greg Cluxton now with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
The U.S. and Taiwan have signed a trade deal involving $250 billion in new investments by Taiwan's semiconductor and tech companies in the U.S. In exchange, the Trump administration will cut tariffs on Taiwanese goods. Meanwhile, Canada has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products. Prime Minister Mark Carney made the announcement after 2 days of meetings with Chinese leaders. A survey by the American Chamber of Commerce in China has found that U.S. businesses are more concerned about the country's slowing economy than trade friction. 64% of the companies surveyed view slowing growth as their top worry, while 58% cited U.S.-China trade tensions as a key challenge. I'm Greg Clugston.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.